This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number one of the Friday edition of the show. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. As always, it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free, so take advantage of it. Freetalklive.com. Johnson, we're going to start things out tonight with a top 10 list.
Oh, hey.
You know, we don't get to do enough top 10 lists these days, and it's rare that we stumble across a good one. And when we do, we like to share it with you. And you have found, I think, a pretty interesting one. It's detailed. It's one of those lists that gets you inside a business. And I always have found the way businesses work on the, you know, behind the scenes to be very intriguing.
And I'll say it before, and I'll say it again, I always like it when Free Talk Live, every once in a while, does a little bit of consumer reporting.
Yeah, I mean, if we've got something good to report, we're going to do it. And this is, what, the top 10 things
that your supermarket won't tell you.
Ooh, I love it. That's good stuff. Let's start with, are we going from 10 to 1, or does it matter?
It's 1 to 10.
Okay, we'll go 1 to 10.
Yeah, it's just a list of 10 different things.
Not listed in level of importance, it's just there. Okay.
Okay, so this is a SmartMoney.com article by Ann Cadet. The first one is, we trick you into paying higher prices.
Mm.
Most of us have spent enough time in supermarkets to think we know how to save a few bucks. Buy in bulk whenever possible, and buy brands that are on special. Too bad the supermarket chains have quietly changed the rules.
Really?
Bulk buying.
I like going to the supermarket and seeing what's on sale. Around here, there's some great buy one, get one deals.
Well, that's a good way, but if you're assuming that you can buy in bulk, that's where they hit you.
Okay.
Bulk buying, it turns out, is often more expensive, simply because in the early 1990s, supermarket chains figured out that consumers lean towards it. And they've jacked up prices accordingly. Supermarkets know that consumers believe a two-pound package is cheaper, ounce per ounce, than a one-pound package. A marketing professional...
Generally, it is.
Not always.
Not always.
I'll tell you, I carry around with me my little raspberry, as you know.
How many people do the calculation?
And I'll sometimes if I can't do it in my head, I'll do the per ounce calculations and try to figure it out. And it's not always the largest package,
well,
but
now,
the cheapest one per ounce.
If you're in a good supermarket, they do the calculations for you. If you look at the label on the counter or on the shelf, it'll actually say how much this product costs per ounce, so you can easily compare without actually having to pull out the calculator. But really, how many people do without the calculator? Usually I'll use the one in my phone
if I'm curious.
You know, I'll pop out the calculator, actually find out what it costs per ounce. But how many people take the time to do that? Probably not many.
But yeah, exactly. And it's not always easy as well to do those calculations, you know, unless you have a calculator with you or... You know, some of them are definitely too hard to do in the head just because they try to price it confusingly. And oftentimes, you know, those little price calculations that you have to do are different for every single product because they'll say 3 for this much or 2. You know, they change it around intentionally.
It does take time, that's for sure.
Well, you know, Arun K. Jain, a marketing professor at State University of New York at Buffalo, says the reality is that you're often better buying 2 1-pound packages. He estimates that almost all supermarkets engage in this practice. We found proof at a store nearby the Smart Money offices where a 12-ounce bottle of Aunt Jemima syrup costs $2.09, while a 24-ounce bottle was $4.65.
Wow.
Hmm. So they got just a little extra, but...
Just a little bit extra, but over time, that stuff adds up.
One thing I've found when I've done grocery shopping, and I try to avoid this studiously, is toilet paper is always cheapest when you get the big, giant thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Wait, I thought you said you tried to avoid that.
I try to avoid grocery shopping.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Right. In other words, going to one of these... The big stores.
Right. So now that you're living at home with mom, does she take care of all that for you?
Nice. That's nice. Thank you.
Well, they go on to say that a quart of lactate milk was selling for $1.79, while a half gallon was $3.85.
Hmm. You know, the other thing about buying in bulk with food that they're not mentioning here is that if you're buying something perishable and you're buying a lot of it, then you risk, depending on whether or not you get around to making enough of it with that product, if you get around to consuming enough of it, it's going to go bad on you. So, I mean, if you're living alone by yourself, a gallon of milk is always going to be cheaper per ounce than a half gallon of milk, typically. But if you don't get through more than, you know, three-fourths of the actual gallon of milk, then you're not getting your money's worth. You have to throw away some of that product.
Well,
that's the other thing. When people buy in bulk and then they have to toss half the package, they're really wasting money.
What's interesting to me, too, is that, you know, besides the money waste, what I think is if there is a swing back the other way on this, in other words, if people start figuring this out and start buying the smaller packages.
Oh, they will.
Companies could stand to lose money because of packaging prices if they're not already including those prices in the smaller packages.
I don't know if I think that, I don't know if I agree with you, Mark, that they will figure this out.
No, I think the market always figures out. It may take a little while. The market's not the fastest reacting thing in the world. But the way it flows, it'll absolutely figure out that they're getting charged a little more.
You have to remember that people are in a hurry. When they're shopping, these are people who are busy. They just barely have enough time to slip into the grocery store, slip back out, get home, get the food on the counter, get it cooking for the family. I mean, these are people who really don't take the time to pull out the calculator to figure these things out. These are people that don't realize, Mark, that the ice cream packages have dropped from 2 quarts to 1.75 quarts.
You assume that the people buy in a vacuum, though. That the only time they're making a buying decision on ice cream is standing there in front of the frozen food section in the grocery store, and it's just not true.
When else do
people
get
things like this?
People talk. People talk.
The people that do the most grocery shopping, those gals, they chatted up about groceries.
I'll tell you, I had a roommate in high school for quite some time, a really good friend of mine, who was actually, he was much, much smarter than I. He was a physics major at one of the top schools, RPI. He was more frugal than you, Ian.
Wow. Hard to do.
Yeah, really, really impressively frugal. He saved every coupon out of, like, most things for every product that he liked.
Yeah, I'm not a coupon person because I don't have access to
them. He was like you plus coupons.
Yeah. I don't spend the time looking through them.
I watched him shop, and I shopped with him one time just to see what was going on, and watched him save something like on the order of in a single grocery trip, something like $30. And I was just flabbergasted. I mean, because it was not, I mean, it was a fairly, he didn't buy, you know, $150 worth of groceries. It was like a regular grocery run.
A $60 trip or something.
Yeah, and saved almost like half the price. And got a lot of stuff.
No, that adds up. I mean,
it was
even
amazing.
If you save a little here and a little there, it really does add up. I mean, you get yourself essentially a free grocery run at the end of the year.
Yeah, and he added it all up really fast because he could do all the math in his head. And it was just
a physics major.
Yeah, it was just amazing.
Nice. I don't know. I still don't know if I agree with you that there's going to be a blowback on this, that most consumers are going to figure this out.
Oh, I'm sorry. The reason why I brought that up is because having somebody like that talking to me, I wanted to save more, and I went out and I shopped. When I started shopping the same stores, I was clipping coupons for a while. I mean, it eventually fell off and don't care as much anymore because it takes a lot of effort, but
maybe I'm wrong about this, and if you can tell me different, 800-259-9231, how do you feel about the rest of the shopping public? What are your buying habits? I just kind of have the feeling like, yes, there certainly are housewives and people that really pay close attention, like me. There are consumers out there like that, but I think equally there's an equal amount of consumers that believe that grocery shopping is just sort of this incidental thing that they have to do in order to live. And
that's
so
how
they,
it is for me.
Okay.
Certainly, I only go to the grocery store when I absolutely have to go to the grocery store, but the majority of the groceries, the vast majority of the groceries in America are bought by women 35 to 64.
Okay.
That number right there, and those people do most of the grocery shopping for their homes, so they're going to make those decisions, and then it occupies a portion of their brain. They're going to talk to their friends, who happen to be women 35 to 64
also now I'm...
And the fact is, even they only have to point it out one time to make the parallel. You know, I was looking at Tide the other day, and it looked like the 36-ounce bottle was, it was less than half of what the 64-ounce bottle was.
I'm already shifting in your direction because of one factor, and that is the fact that people's budgets are getting tighter and tighter over time as the government continues to crack down on our freedoms and tax us more and more. You know, we're having less and less to spend on these luxury items, like on certain types of
food.
And
it only takes one person to save and kind of create a community with other people to really spread the ideas around.
How'd you like my female 35 to 64 voice?
That's pretty good.
That's good.
1-800-259-9231. Maybe you've worked in a grocery store. Maybe you've seen the business from the inside. You can confirm or deny some of these. We just finished number one of the 10 things that your supermarket won't tell you. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. It's the Friday edition of the show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Again, that number, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. Broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both of them totally free. Enjoy them. freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. We're talking about the 10 things that your supermarket won't tell you. We've gotten through number one. Just to recap, what was number one?
We trick you into higher prices, into paying higher prices. In other words, the largest bulk sizes may not always be
the cheapest
priced accordingly.
Right. So that, and then we're going to move on to number two. But if you've got experience in this, if you have worked in a grocery store, if you've worked in a supermarket, and you've been behind the scenes, you can give us some of the tricks of the trade. 1-800-259-9231. Let's move on to number two, Johnson.
Our specials are anything but. Do you tend to pick up a supermarket circular when you walk into our store hoping to cash in on the weekly sales?
Sometimes.
Well, they can be a bad deal. Shoppers don't bother to compare the price when they have a coupon, says Jane. So, supermarkets use them to unload products that are more expensive than other brands. Some supermarkets even raise the retail prices on items during weeks in which the store coupons will be appearing in newspapers and circulars. The regular retail prices fluctuate, making the discount seem larger for some sales, says one ad department employee at a large supermarket chain. Also, beware of the false in-store sale advertisements, complete with a separate cardboard display and handwritten signs displaying the price. People think it must be a special deal, said Jack Taylor, a professor of retailing at Birmingham Southern College in Birmingham, Alabama, but in reality, it's the same price as always.
Yeah, I've seen those. I've seen those around here. They're Publix, the local chain down here in the southeast, the great store. I mean, I really like shopping there. But they have two different kinds of signage that they'll attach. One is the sale sign. The other is just an advantage buy. So that's where they'll just be highlighting one of their regular priced products of that particular week.
Right.
And if you don't actually read the sign, you'll glance at it and you'll think, oh, there's a sale sign. But it's not. It's just highlighting a regular priced product. So you have to be careful. And this applies not just in the supermarket retail world, but in the retail world in general. Always read the signage. Not only for yourself, but also because it'll make you look smarter. When you go up and you ask a question of the employees and say, "Hey, is this this roll of film on sale?" As though anybody buys those anymore. No, sir, that's not the roll that's on sale. If you clearly read the sign, you'll see that it's Fuji, not Kodak, that's on sale. So
we should also open this up, since we're just talking retail, to retail horror stories if anybody's worked retail and they've had to put up with.
Oh, yeah.
Customers, because that's always fun.
Yeah, whether it be, again, the department store version of retail or supermarkets or whatever, retail horror stories on both sides, from the customer service side or from the customer's side experiencing bad service, 1-800-259-9231.
Well, moving on to number three, everybody pays a price for our loyalty program. More than 50 million Americans use supermarket loyalty cards that entitle them to special in-store discounts.
I think that number is inflated.
Really?
Possibly.
Well, the reason is just about every time I go to a store, I'm against carrying crap on me.
Okay.
I have tried to minimize. My wallet is very thin. I don't like to sit on a big old fat wallet.
Yeah.
I don't have the advantage of carrying a purse. And so I don't do the Advantage card thing, and they're a little thicker than even a credit card usually. So I'm against them, and I don't carry an Advantage card kind of thing for anybody.
Hmm.
So and I'm willing to pay whatever it is more that I might have to pay for it.
Really?
Really?
You'll get fleeced like that.
Well, I just won't go back to a store. But what I've found is usually, if you go to let's say Winn-Dixie,
it's another southeastern store.
They happen to have a few of them sitting there right at the register, and they'll
correct.
Just to be nice, they'll scan them for you, and you get the same discount you would, but it's some fake card.
That's true. Although I would like to point out about the discount cards, it's easy enough to scam them. I mean, you don't. There's no real identity checking or anything like that when you sign up for one of these things. So if you do go to a store, maybe where management's a little bit more strict and they don't allow the cashiers to scan their cards for you, like you're talking
right,
about, and
sure.
A lot of them do. I mean, most of them do, from what I've experienced. But if you do, if you don't want to go through that hassle, just fudge the form. When you sign up for the card, just write in
right,
Joe
exactly.
Smith, 123
I've
Anywhere
actually,
Street.
I've actually done that probably with a couple of these. I've got how many grocery stores do I have in here? I pulled out my card.
Yeah, I see two at least.
There's two grocery stores, a Chinese food place. This is like a special deal card that actually they used to be a Free Talk Live advertiser. That's how I found them, was through the show. A bookstore, Men's Warehouse, a coffee place, and Sam's Club.
Okay, but only two of those are actual discount cards, to where you have to show them to get the advertised price.
No, actually, that's not true. This is a membership club card.
That's different. You have to pay for that.
A little different. This is discount. This is discount. This is discount.
Okay. This is
Riveting Radio.
All that stuff.
Sorry,
there's the coffee place, the Men's Warehouse place, the bookstore.
You've been through that already.
All that stuff. I mean, those are all discount cards. So, yeah, those... I mean, all of them are pretty much discount cards.
But aren't like a bookstore discount card? I've seen those before. You usually have to pay a membership fee to get a discount card.
Yes, that's the only difference.
That doesn't qualify, because then you're paying for a permanent discount on everything that you buy. You're paying to be in the club, if you will, like with the Sam's Club card. Mm. Whereas a shopper's card at a grocery store,
it's
you pay nothing
free and you get a discount.
Right, you pay nothing and it allows you to access the sale prices. That's the difference.
But they still have the same effect. I mean, they're still cataloging your information.
That much is true.
You know. Well, it says here, let me see where I left off. I'm not quite sure. It says,
saying it, everybody pays price. Everyone pays the price for
for the loyalty program. And the cards are supposed to entitle them to special in-store discounts.
I think we only got about a sentence in.
Yeah. Who foots the bill? Those customers who refuse to join. The whole point is to give the best shopper something special, and you have to pay for that out of something, says David Diamond, president of Emerging Business for Catalina Marketing in St. Petersburg, Florida. He is a company that handles many supermarket card programs. It used to be that everybody got Rice Krispies for, say, 79 cents, and now they're available to anyone for 89 cents, but the best shoppers get them for 49 cents.
Okay.
And if you do join, you'll pay in another way, with your privacy. Diamond says his company sells to manufacturers only data that don't identify individual customers, but under special circumstances, your shopping history may be used against you. Consider the case of Roberta Rivera, a 62-year-old retired tow truck operator in Los Angeles, who in 1995 slipped on a carton of spilled yogurt in his local supermarket, shattered his kneecap, and filed a lawsuit against the store, later dismissed by the judge for lack of evidence. During a discovery session, Rivera claims a lawyer for the store threatened to air his buying habits. He said they had information that I buy a lot of alcohol.
Whoa.
Says Rivera.
Let's explore this a little bit more coming up here. 1-800-259-9231. All the more reasons to fudge the information on those forms. More coming back. If you've got comments on this supermarket behind-the-scenes info, we want to hear from you. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEENmarket.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the phones, 1-800-259-9231, and bring up whatever's on your mind, toll-free, 800-259-9231, Friday edition, hour number one, Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
I invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, and on our site you'll find all kinds of neat stuff, and it's all for free, including the bulletin board system, over 110,000 posts for you to surf around through, 1,200 people plus interacting there, and it's all for free. There's serious issues, fun stuff, lots of topics being discussed on the house, bbs.freetalklive.com. Go get signed up, bbs.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the 10 things that your supermarket won't tell you. We've already been through a couple of them. We're on number three. It's about those discount cards. You may have one of them in your wallet right now. And, Johnson, you were telling us about a court case where an old man had allegedly slipped and fallen on some spilled yogurt in a store.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he threatened to sue. The case ended up being dismissed for lack of evidence.
Because the lawyers said that they were going to air his shopping habits, and apparently they said that he bought a lot of alcohol.
Right, because they figured this out through his discount card. They pulled up his information.
Well, he says, I shop at lots of different stores in the chain, and there's no way they could have known that unless they used my club card information.
Well, why wouldn't they use it? I mean, obviously you've given them the information, so of course they're going to use it if you're filing a lawsuit.
Well, he continues to say, they know if you drink, have hemorrhoids, or practice safe sex.
It's true.
Actually, that was a quote by Los Angeles consumer advocate Tim Duffy. I tell people, unless you're using the card to cash checks, give them a fake name.
Yes.
Luckily, your supermarket will usually play along. Safeway, for example, allows members to sign up merely as Safeway customer.
Ah, that's great. Yeah, in fact, when I signed up for these, the cards that they give you are normally right at the bottom of the application. They don't have to activate them or anything like that. There's no actual process that you have to go through beyond putting some false information on the form.
Yeah, they're very easy.
So it's not very difficult to scam the system. And it's okay. I mean, whatever. As long as this information isn't used for the government's purposes.
I can imagine that we're going to have a whole bunch of listeners that sign up now with names like Liberty Lover or Unidentified Shopper.
Or Mark Edge.
Free Talk Live listener.
That yeah. works, too.
Right. We're going to come back to these. There's more okay. of these 10 things that your supermarket won't tell you, but we're going to the phones because this is the show about your calls to the Amplifier Line and Joshua in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good,
hey,
Joshua. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been listening to the archives, and I've heard you, Ian, say several times that the Army's unconstitutional because it's a standing army, and it shouldn't be allowed to be in existence for more than 2 years at a time.
That's what I believe, is it Article 1, Section 8 references, yes.
Article 1, Section 8, Clause 12.
Yes.
To raise and support armies, but no appropriation of money to that use shall be for a longer term than 2 years.
Got it.
Now, I can see where you're coming from, but the way Congress works is they appropriate money for 1 year at a time. There's a new budget every year, and while they may be...
Now, Joshua, I understand what you're saying here is that they could just appropriate the money for 2 years at a time and continue to keep the Army going ad infinitum, which is what they've been doing. But Clause 13 that comes right after that says to provide and maintain a Navy. It's six words long, and they didn't have to put in all that stuff for Army, 2 years, and blah, blah, blah. They just said to provide and maintain a Navy because they wanted to provide and maintain a Navy. So why would they put in an appropriations process of 2 years at a time for an Army if they didn't, in fact, expect to maintain, I mean, they don't want to maintain a standing Army. So why would they?
Well, they probably did see that the Navy was a more important factor. They wanted to make sure that Congress had to maintain a Navy. But they, at the same time, gave them, doesn't say that they can only have it for 2 years at a time in a time of war. They may have said, okay, you have to have a Navy, but with the Army, you can do it for 2 years at a time as you see fit.
I understand completely.
The suggestion is we're constantly at war then, basically.
Well, here's a real simple thought process for you. When you think about a militia, right?
Right.
A militia is a body that's of people that are trained here and they defend here, right? I mean, that's
right.
The first thing you think when you think of a militia.
Correct.
When you think of a Navy, they don't typically get off the boats. They're there to just anybody who's coming over and coming into the area, they're going to blow them out of the water, right?
Right.
They're going
right.
to defend our shores by defending, you know, against armies that are trying to land and invade. And then the
right.
militia will take care of the rest. Very defensive.
Right.
Now, when you think of an army, what does an army do? An army invades. Why don't we have a standing army? Because we don't need to be invading any other countries.
And I agree we shouldn't be invading other countries and that there shouldn't be a standing army. I'm just saying it's not right to call it unconstitutional.
Unconstitutional may be a strong term, but at the very same time, this is sort of an intent versus the letter of the law issue, if you know
right.
what I mean. And it seems to me that the intent of the Founding Fathers in the Constitution as a document was to have an army that was raised at the time that they needed to use it as opposed to a standing army.
Now,
and we have
just,
one.
Just like,
yeah, I agree with that.
Just like it might be too strong to call, you know, Bush's 700-some-odd signing statements illegal, but, you know.
But,
yeah.
Well, I really don't like those. But,
yeah,
but what's your opinion on the Air Force? It doesn't say anything that we can have an Air Force. I know the founders couldn't have intended that. They could have said... You know, some other...
Well, if a founder had imagined the Air Force, they probably would have been incarcerated because they would have been
yeah.
considered really crazy at the time. But I think that...
Should we look at that as an army or a navy?
I would look at it as a navy, and here's the reason. They fly... They handle ships. They navigate ships. And I think that they themselves believe this because... In the Air Force, the officers are called admirals, and the enlisted persons are called airmen, just like the in the Navy,
right.
they're called seamen.
Yeah, and of course, the Air Force came originally from the Navy.
I hope that's an FCC violation.
You know, I sort of understand where you're coming from, Mark, on this, but I've got to say that the real way to provide defense in this country would be on a voluntary basis by competing defense organizations. I don't relish the idea of paying hundreds of millions of dollars every single year to have this big bloated bureaucracy we know as the bureaucracies we know as the military, the Navy, the Air Force, etc. No, thank you. Not interested.
The other thing that
I'm not sure I agree with that.
Yeah, not Josh, not Mark. But
he was talking to me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
The other thing I think about a Navy versus an Air Force, I think I'm going to have to go the other way and say that I don't think we do need an Air Force. And the reason why is because our Navy is well equipped to blow anything out of the sky. So our Navy is perfectly well equipped.
Surface to air.
Yeah, surface to air. And also we have a Naval Air Force. So the Navy is still perfectly equipped by itself to take care of any threats. It's a defensive organization.
Good point.
And that's where it's for. Although they're working on a new weapon in the Navy now, that which is really, really highly disturbing, that they're deploying near South Korea and Japan, which they've now gotten a it's a rail gun.
Rail gun?
It's a rail gun.
What does that mean?
What a rail gun is it uses magnetic acceleration to accelerate around up to extremely high speeds.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds neat.
And so it can fire weapons without using any sort of explosive. It uses magnetic energy.
Wow.
Rail gun it shoots projectiles so fast that it can now shoot projectiles. They could place one of these guns over on a ship outside Korea and hit anywhere in Korea. Every area of Korea will now be in a threatened zone by one naval ship.
Wow.
And this gun can fire, I believe it is now, it went from 275 rounds to 5,000 rounds a second.
Oh my gosh.
This is a new gun that is new technology that they're deploying, and it is scary.
Joshua, any other thoughts for us tonight?
Yeah, I was listening to the archive, I think it was the second or the third of the month, the one where Mark and Joss had gone to the very heated argument about what activism meant on the...
Listen to the, not the very next Friday, but the Friday after, we actually had Michael Shermer on.
I've already heard that one. The reason I was bringing it up is because...
Hold on, let him make his point, please. Sorry. Go ahead, Joshua.
The reason I bring it up is because Johnson actually got me in trouble today.
Really?
I was sitting next to a supervisor station I work for, a government institution, the post office, and we're allowed to listen to our iPods and everything, but not necessarily to political stuff.
Really?
And when Johnson got really loud, my supervisor overheard it and wanted to know what I was listening to. So I didn't get really in trouble, but she heard him from my headphones about 15-20 feet away.
Well, you know, it couldn't hurt. It couldn't hurt to spread Free Talk Live around the bureaucracy. Thanks for the call, Joshua. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airways. We will resume.
The post office needs to be shut down!
More supermarket secrets on the way. Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. In fact, we give it away to you. We've done it from day one. We plan on continuing to do it into the future, unlike those other talk shows that want to charge you for $5, $6, $7 a month for access to their archives. We give you a year's worth of them on the house, the bulletin board system. It's all for free. Now, if you want to voluntarily support the show, then shop with us. Go to Amazon. It is the world's largest internet retailer. We're talking about the supermarket, the 10 things your supermarket won't tell you. We're going to jump back into that here in a moment. But I'd like to mention that Amazon actually has a grocery section in their store. In their online store, amongst all their other categories, from DVDs to office products to clothes. I mean, it's all there. You do your shopping, go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's how you enter, and then anything you buy, we'll get a percentage of. Again, amazon.freetalklive.com.
And with Amazon, you can hit that little sort by price button.
Oh, good point. Good. There's a lot of neat features with Amazon, including the free super saver shipping. Say that 10 times fast. Let's go to number 4 on the list of the 10 things your supermarket won't tell you, Johnson.
Well, let me recap them real quick, just the first line here. The first one is, we trick you into paying higher prices. 2, our specials are anything but. And 3, everybody pays a price for our loyalty program. Well, number 4, here we go. You'd be horrified to find roaches, rats, or other critters in your kitchen, but those same creatures may be running amok in your grocery store.
Amok.
A 2000 New York State Department of Agriculture and Markets report, for example, found rodents, birds, or bugs in the aisles of almost 15% of supermarkets.
Yeah, but it's in New York, so, you know.
And I don't think it matters. I mean, everything's pretty much packaged up pretty tight anyway.
They're talking here about Albany, New York, which isn't exactly the same as New York City.
Okay.
And in Albany, New York, Sam's Club, an inspection turned up rodent-gnawed chocolate bars, 500 examples of mice droppings, and 6 dead mice in aisle 13.
Whoa.
A Sam's Club spokesman says the store has taken extensive steps to correct the problem. And while the bugs and rodents present at are an obvious health hazard, flies carry E. coli in the legs and bodies, the pesticides that the stores employ in defense can be worse. We've seen people go in and spray pesticides and actually contaminate the food, says Joe Corby, director of the Food Safety and Inspection Division of New York's Department of Agriculture and Markets.
Hmm.
How can you tell if your seemingly bugless supermarket is really safe? Good supermarkets employ a food safety manager to ensure the foundation entrances are sealed and the food shipments are inspected before they hit the shelves.
Hmm.
The best ways to prevent vermin from getting in. One red flag, old, faded stock. A failure to rotate products property gives insect eggs that have snuck in with grain products time to hatch and create an infestation.
Ooh, that would be nasty.
Ugh.
I mean, we came from a radio station, Mark, where there was a rat infestation, and they were just living off the stuff in the snack room.
Yeah, they were just eating. I think they were opening up the microwave and go after it. I swear, I came in that one time and saw this. It looked like a raccoon, and the microwave went ding.
No, that was a coincidence. Come on. So bugs in the store. That's certainly.
Yeah, that one was number 4. Was our stores might make you sick, and there was a dot dot dot. Number 5 is. And if they don't, our employees will.
Really?
Well, six-legged creatures aren't the only cause of harmful bacteria at your supermarket. Employee practices are probably the number one cause of cross-contamination, says Joseph Reardon, a food compliance supervisor with the North Carolina Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. The problem, in part, is the nature of the workforce, which is typically unskilled. But management also shoulders plenty of blame. The hours budgeted for cleaning are constantly under barrage by management and hurt by food safety, says Carl Lefright, president of the ProCheck Food Safety Consultants.
Plus, you also have to be concerned with just a shoddy employee being really sloppy. For instance, I remember seeing one of those behind-the-scenes, undercover camera, style TV shows, where there was some sort of camera back in the meat prep room. I don't know, the butchery. What is it they call that? The butchery, I guess.
I guess.
And some guy was apparently peeing on the floor and...
peeing on the floor.
Dropping meat on the floor, that sort of thing.
It's amazing. He actually just goes into talking about meat departments right here. Carl from ProCheck Food Safety Consultants from Baldwinsville, New York... he designs food safety programs for grocery chains, and he says 5 years ago, meat departments were cleaned every 4 hours, but now they've cut that out. Indeed, a recently published survey of U.S. supermarkets, the FDA, found that more than half of deli workers didn't properly wash their hands, and that 45% of meat department employees failed to keep surfaces sanitized.
Now, I at my local grocery store, and I generally don't buy meats at the grocery store. I generally buy my meats at some kind of butcher. You know, there's meat cutting places that specialize in this, and because you can generally get better meats there. You can get the prime cuts, and you can't get those at the grocery store. But I was asking this gentleman to do something. He was using a hose to clean things off back there, and it had hot water coming out of it, which I thought was interesting. It was a gray hose as opposed to green. But anyway, he set the hose down and then commenced to doing what I had asked him to, and I'm like, I'll come back when you're done, and I didn't come back, because I don't want my meat after being handled by a man who's just been handling a hose.
Right.
Go wash your hands.
Wow.
Put on some gloves. I mean, that hose is gross.
Yeah.
These are things you would think that over time, the grocery stores would be getting cleaner, that people would be concerned with this sort of thing, and that stores would compete for cleanliness. Maybe it's because we have things like the FDA and these other government organizations where we believe that we're being kept safe by these government groups, and when in fact we're not.
But what's interesting about this, this is an interesting little fact, to find out how your store scores, request a copy of its most recent inspection report. In most jurisdictions,
from the FDA?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
In most jurisdictions, inspections are handled by the Department of Health, Consumer Affairs, or Agriculture. So you'll probably, if you go to request, it would be interesting just to do this, just to see how old the inspection report actually is. How long has it been since the last time the government was there?
Well, it might be a situation like a Burger King or a McDonald's where they might hand you an inspection report from one of their internal inspectors. For instance, we've heard from management at these fast food restaurants that says, because we've heard all the horror stories about fast food, rats in the back, roaches all over the place, the same scare tactics. Then the management people have pointed out to us that they never know when the internal inspectors are going to show up, when Burger King corporate inspectors are going to roll into the parking lot and then start, you know, spot checking the kitchen to make sure that things have been cleaned on time, that things are indeed spick and span. Because remember, your customers are at risk here. You don't want to make your customers sick, because then they're not going to come back. Or in your case, you certainly don't want to display behavior like Mark saw, unsanitary behavior that's going to make your customers go away or go to the competitor. Competition can iron all this out.
Well, here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
Number 6. Federal guidelines? Who cares? While the FDA regularly issues a food code to suggest good safety practices, it's merely a recommendation. The federal government has no role in supermarket inspection.
Good.
This is the article. Yep. Not surprisingly, few of the 3,000 regional inspection authorities update their local regulations to match the current food code. The result? Utter inconsistency. The food code, for instance, recommends that cold foods be kept at 41 degrees or lower, but most states set it at 45. The code also recommends that stores be given a maximum of 10 days to correct health violations. Vermont gives stores a month to comply. Some localities are still using the 1976 code.
Is it so bad to have different things going on in different places? For instance, Palm Beach, California. Wouldn't you expect the stores to be cleaner and more sanitary in the richest zip code in America?
Maybe.
As opposed to, say, Tuskegee, Alabama, one of the poorer ones?
Maybe.
It just seems to me that that's commensurate with where you are. I think that that's good, not bad. I mean, for instance, it costs money to clean and sanitize things.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There's people out there that don't make as much money as others, and they don't want to pay for sanitation.
Right. Good point. We should all be free to make those choices on our own. If I don't feel comfortable with a store, I'm not going to shop there.
Absolutely.
And I like a store that has a nice, clean appearance, nice and brightly lit, that sort of thing.
Well, it goes on to say some localities are still using the 1976 code, says Charlotte Kristen, a food safety attorney for the Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit Center for Science in the Public Interest.
Those guys, that's a group, that's a busybody group that is constantly pushing for more regulations
and
more controls. Higher prices. We're going to come back with more of this. 800-259-9231. Because what would happen? Would we all die of food poisoning if we got rid of the FDA codes? If we got rid of the local health codes, would we all just start passing away? No. We'll explain more on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're